watch the show. I think I love you, Eleanor, love me.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. A federal judge will hear arguments Monday on Harvard University's lawsuit against the federal government. Harvard sued after the Trump administration froze $2 billion in federal research funds and grants. CBS News Boston reporter Samantha Cheney has more.
In a statement, the White House said the administration's goal is to prevent anti-Semitism and DEI on Harvard's campus, adding, quote, "We are confident that Harvard will eventually come around and support the president's vision, and through good faith conversations and negotiations, a good deal is more than possible."
CBS News meteorologist Andrew Kozak tells us to get ready for another heat dome with sizzling heat and oppressive humidity.
Millions and millions of folks across the midsection of the country and the south underneath excessive heat watches, warnings, and advisories.
Heavy thunderstorms from Illinois to North Carolina will bring a risk of flash flooding Monday. Dozens of Palestinians seeking food aid were killed Sunday. Israeli forces reportedly opened fire on crowds near aid convoys, saying they were targeting groups posing threats. Rachel Cummings is with Save the Children. She's the humanitarian director in Gaza.
My team, who are employed, they have money in their bank accounts. They're unable to find food in Gaza to buy. So the situation is absolutely terrible, and people are making impossible choices to risk their lives to try and find food.
One person is confirmed dead after being swept over a waterfall in Oregon. Three others were rescued from the river. Two people are missing. CBS's Errol Barnett is following that.
This happened near the city of Bend. The Dillon Falls on the Deschutes River has a 15-foot drop followed by challenging rapids. Emergency responders returned to the river using drones to look for survivors.
The local sheriff's office did not offer details about the circumstances surrounding the incident. You might be wondering which states are best to retire in. CBS's Stacy Lynn has information on that.
Bankrate found among the top states were New Hampshire, Maine, and Vermont.
One of the things that New England states have going for them is great health care. New Hampshire is ranked the safest.
Wyoming and Idaho also ranked in the top five. And analyst Stephen Cates says warmth and sunshine are no longer the only factors on where people decide to retire.
COVID kind of shook the snow globe, and we noticed that migration patterns were changing from the traditional snowbird situation.
Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
Scotty Scheffler is the golf champion of the year, one step closer to the career Grand Slam. He won the British Open Sunday, shooting a 68 to win by four shots. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's back to school season, and Clorox is donating 2 million disinfecting wipes to classrooms across America. Because back to school means things can get a little bit messy. Just ask second grade teacher Mr. Torres.
Put me and just one Clorox wipe on a team, we can take on crayon smudges, sticky fingerprints on every surface, sneezes on the door handle, juice box explosion by the sink, snack crumbs, and don't even get me started on the bathroom passes.
Clorox disinfecting wipes. Teacher's number one wipe.
Think about it. Bathroom passes.
Clean feels good. Based on unit sales data.
DQ presents How to Make Your Summer Take Flight. Just head into DQ for a new Superman Cake Batter Cookie Dough Blizzard Treat. Treat your inner hero to an epic mix of sugar cookie dough, sprinkles, and cake batter flavor. Blend it all with legendary DQ soft serve, and it's enough to tempt Superman himself. fly into DQ for our new Superman Cake Batter Cookie Dough Blizzard Treat before it's gone. And don't miss Superman, only in theaters July 11th. DQ, happy tastes good. Only at participating locations.
Superman flew high at movie theaters over the weekend.
Superman is still topping at the box office in its second weekend in theaters.
Hey, buddy. Eyes up here.
It got nearly $60 million in ticket sales this past weekend. In 2 weeks, Superman has grossed $407 million worldwide. A good start for the film DC Studios is banking on to restart its movie operations. New releases included I Know What You Did Last Summer, Smurfs, and Eddington. Next weekend, Marvel's The Fantastic Four First Step comes out. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Could it be football season? Well, the Los Angeles Chargers and Detroit Lions already have kicked off training camp. Rookies for several other teams have reported. All veterans across the league are due this week. The road to San Francisco for Super Bowl 60 begins in this grueling summer heat. Jalen Hurts and the Philadelphia Eagles aim for a repeat. Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs are looking to rebound after being denied their first three-peat in Super Bowl history. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 75 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 66 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
I'll tell you about the magic and the free your soul, but it's like trying to tell a story. Radio Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
When we're all alone, keep it up, girl. Not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Are you or a loved one facing addiction? The Wisconsin Addiction Recovery Helpline offers free and confidential support 24/7. Powered by 211 Wisconsin, local trained specialists can help connect you with local service providers for treatment, peer support, harm reduction tools, and more. Call 211, text your zip code to 898-211 or chat at 211wisconsin.org. Help is waiting. Sponsored by United Way of Wisconsin.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Shine up.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
After 6 hours of school, I had enough for the day. I hit the radio dial and tuned it up all the way.
I got a dance,
right on the floor.
Dance, right there,
the floor's really hard.
Dance, now the beat's really hard. Dance,
when I feel put down, I try to shake it off quick.
those eyes. Watched you bring my world to an end. This heart could not accept and pretend.
Starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
Oh, the shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie, babe, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with his teeth, babe, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears old Maggie Heath, babe, so there's never, never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life. Get someone sneaking round the corner. Could that someone be Mac the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know, where a cement bag just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the weight, dear. I will get you 10 old Mackies back in town. Got to hear about Louis Miller. He disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And now Maggie Heath spends
just like a sailor. Could it be our boys done something rash? Jenny Diver, whoa, Sookie Tawdry, look out to Miss Lottie Lenya and old Lucy Brown. Yes, that line forms on the right, babe, not that Maggie's back in town.
You know you could have been a candle.
CBS News Brief. It'll be an extra hot one today in many parts of the country. CBS meteorologist Andrew Kozak.
Millions and millions of folks across the midsection of the country and the south underneath excessive heat watches, warnings, and advisories.
Severe storms slammed the East Coast and the Midwest over the weekend. 6 months into his second term, a CBS News poll finds President Trump's approval rating has sunk to 42%. His tariffs seem to play a big part. CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
The CBS poll finds 60% of Americans oppose the tariff plans.
Palestinian health officials say at least 85 people were killed yesterday trying to reach food aid trucks across Gaza. Save Rachel Cummings is Save the Children's humanitarian director in Gaza.
There's 2 million people in Gaza on the brink of famine. We need safe and dignified distributions. We need the humanitarian community to be allowed to do our job.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Don Rosen starts